This is the Mondak Oilfield Review with host Jason Spies.
My name is Jason Spies, and this is the Mondak Oilfield Review, heard in the Crude Life Media Network. On today's episode, we talk with Roger Johnson, president of the National Farmers Union and North Dakota native, about the relationship between agriculture and energy and how they've coexisted through the years, the present, and into the future. In just a moment, part of our exclusive interview with Roger Johnson, president for the National Farmers Union, right here on the Mondak Oilfield Review.
Well, obviously, you don't farm without fuel. And so there's a very direct connection there. But you know, one of the things that came out of the 80s was this enormous focus on the part of farmers on trying to add value to what they produce, because there was so much despair in the 80s related to markets and things like that. And there was this feeling that we really needed to take the commodities that we're producing and add value to them in some fashion, because that's where more profit frequently is found in a supply chain. And there are literally hundreds, it wouldn't be a stretch, I suppose, to say thousands of different things that were tried in terms of adding value to what we produce in agriculture. But the one that has been sort of a shining star, a great success story, has been the biofuels industry, where if you're talking about ethanol, it's taking corn, converting it into ethanol, and then taking that ethanol and adding it into gasoline. But that ethanol industry has really blossomed in this country, and in many ways has significantly helped the oil industry. And I'll come back to that in just a second, because it isn't just ethanol that's in this biofuels category. There's also biodiesel, which is taking oil products from soybeans. You take the soybean oil, or it might be canola oil, or any other crop that is an oil crop, and taking that oil and refining it in such a fashion that it's compatible with diesel fuel.
Once again, that was Roger Johnson, president of the National Farmers Union. To listen to the full-length interview with Johnson or to listen to other energy features, visit thecrudelife.com. That's thecrudelife.com. The Mondak Oilfield Review is part of the Crude Life Media Network. Check us out on Facebook and Twitter. All those social media links are available at thecrudelife.com. That's thecrudelife.com. From the staff of the Mondak Oilfield Review, my name is Jason Spies, asking you to be happy, be safe, and keep it turning to the right. It seems everywhere I go these days, someone is telling me about the success of Hatch Coaching. Listen to what professional speaker Mark J. Lindquist has to say.
He is a person in this market and now in markets across the country with Hatch Coaching that is revolutionizing the way people approach the business. He's reinventing the way people look at the people model. That's why he brings in hundreds of people from all over the country who are trying to figure out how to do what he's doing in their market.
For more information, call 701-212-1572 or visit coachingwithhatch.com. That's coachingwithhatch.com.